You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Tell me about this disagreement you have with your wife.
We are in a heated debate right now about our little Lila, who is going to be turning 6 here next month. She's getting so big. The only thing Lila wants for her birthday, Dom, not Barbies or a bike or Polly Pocket or anything like that. She has made the announcement that for her birthday, she would like to have her ears pierced. And Papa Bear's against that. Mm. And Mama Bear is all for it.
Why are you against it?
Fight, fight, fight.
She's 6. She's not 6 weeks. She's 6.
There's a multitude of reasons. I mean, one is I don't want to see her get hurt. I mean, they are, you know, through your lobes. I don't know if she's fully aware of what she's in for with that. And I don't want to see her in pain. I don't want to see her get hurt. Second, kids that age, it's 6, they still hurt themselves a lot, Dom. They're still fairly clumsy, and all I envision is some sort of horrific event out at recess where one of these things gets ripped out, you know, because she's not used to having them in, or they gets hooked on something.
Well, what if she just gets, like, a little stud? That doesn't really...
The that odds still of that... will get hooked. In my mind, I'm seeing her...
giant Beyonce hoop earrings.
She gets big hoops. And then third, she is just still my little peanut, Dom. She's my little girl. And I just want to keep her young and small and innocent and little girlish as long as possible. And this is the first step, you know, then it's makeup.
What, to becoming a
then
hooker?
It's,
she's not.
Then it's shaving her legs.
They're
then
just
she's,
studs.
Then she's not calling me at 2 a.m.
It doesn't make her a street walker or anything. It's just, for goodness sakes, it's just a little stud earring.
I can't do it, man. I gotta,
how old would you make her be before that will be allowed?
I am thinking this is probably 18? Broaching on middle school. This would be a 6th, 7th grade type thing. She's in kindergarten right now. There's no reason at all.
You're going to wait until she's 13 before she can get even little earrings?
Yes. I think that's a decent age. Not kindergarten.
You need to cave on this.
It's not going to happen. Nicole's all for it. She's like, oh, it's so sweet. We'll do it. We'll do the thing where we go in and they do the two guns at the same time, you know, two people. Yeah. Kaboom! Double whammy. I'm telling you, she is not ready for this.
Well, if you sit her down and explain to her, say, listen, here's what's going to happen. They're going to run something through your skin.
They're
going to
shoot a rod of steel through your earlobe.
But make sure Nicole is there, not just you telling, because you'll scare the hell out of her. Listen, what they're going to do is they're going to get a hammer and a rusty old nail. They're going to put your head down on a slab of concrete. And
they're going to put a stick in your mouth that you got to bite down on.
Yeah, that's the way you would do it. So make sure Nicole is there to actually tell her what happens. Since Nicole has had this done and you have not.
My sweet, innocent little daughter, and I'm sorry, I don't think that she needs to be accessorizing yet. She needs to be having fun.
So how old was her mother? How old was Nicole when she
had
her ears
pierced? Well,
we
can't talk about that because I have my opinion on that too. But
what do you mean you can't talk about it? How old was she?
Nicole was quite young. She was one of the babies, like a baby that has her ears pierced.
An infant.
An infant with the ears pierced. Yeah.
Okay.
Too young.
Well,
I can't. That's a, you know, I'm not going to speak on the baby getting the earrings, but I feel like my sweet little Lila, who's going to be 6, should not be getting her ears pierced. Sorry, bruh. And I guarantee you something will happen, and then I want an apology from you.
From
me? Something will happen on the playground if this
Why
goes through,
me?
And she'll rip one out.
No,
there'll be blood everywhere, and you'll be like, well, maybe she was too young, Jer. Maybe you were right.
Can you go looking online and find stories that does happen? Yes. You can also find stories that planes crash and yet we still get on them all the time. That's because the odds are very small. So if she gets it, I guarantee you nothing traumatic is going to happen to her pristine ears.
You have the benefit here of having experience, knowing those stories, and now you can protect your young child from having that happen to them.
Okay, so that's cool.
It's a very wise move. Nicole's all willy-nilly. Let's pierce her. Let's get her a belly button ring while we're at it.
Once.
Nose ring. Get her some high heels.
Get her tongue pierced.
You know, tongue, why not? She'd love it. The kids at school will love that at recess.
Once again, this is example number 705, where you and I could have swapped wives or whatever.
So
because
you're fine with it.
Totally fine. 6 years old? Yes, she's not like 6 days old. I mean, come on.
What would Gretchen say about this?
In this case, she agrees too. I mean, they're all
never mind.
You're the only one. You're the only caveman.
Being an overprotective dad then. Okay, whatever. I'll chalk it up to that.
See, the thing is, I don't know if you want to go down this path or not, but
I don't like the look of it either.
Okay, so here's what I think, and you can deny this, but I think what you're doing is you're saying if she gets her ears pierced, this is just what I'm guessing you're thinking, is that it makes her look...
It will make her look older than what she is.
That's not what I'm saying.
It absolutely will.
Are you thinking that it's going to make her? Because I was joking when I said it doesn't make her a hooker. But, I mean, is that what you're kind of thinking?
No,
that it gives off?
Hooker never came into my mind at all.
Really?
It's my kid.
No, I know, but that it looks like that. Like, you feel like the reason you don't want a six-year-old is because it seems too
like
kind of trashy or something.
Am I going to be introducing her now at parties? Well, this is my son, Reed, and this here is my little hooker.
Well, if in your mind is what I'm saying.
No, Dom, that never once crossed my mind, but thank you for planting
So it has nothing to do with how you feel she will look.
It does. It will definitely make her look older, and that's part of my problem. Like I said, she's my sweet little innocent girl, and I don't want her looking older yet. I don't want her. It's a thing. I don't want her to grow up.
You want her frozen in time as a five-year-old.
I do. I do. She's super sweet right now. We get along great, and I feel like this is it's like a gateway drug, Dom.
You know what it means?
First ears, and then she's making out in the back parking lot of a Kohl's.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it means.
So you want to keep her at five and never let her become like a little pissy teenager. Is that it?
Well, that actually sounds kind of nice. Yeah, I don't want a pissy teenager. Because right now I got a pissy wife that I'm dealing with. Anyway, a lot of passion about earlobes this morning. Mary Beth is writing in. She says, yes, my daughter has to be 13 in our house. She is currently 10. She has to wait. Mm-hmm. Vicky said we had a daughter. We made her wait until 13, which is kind of where I wanted to wait. She says it's a teenage rite of passage. My husband wanted her to wait till 18, though. Must be a dad thing. And then Darlene's in my kitchen. She says, Jer, you're a helicopter dad. Yeah. Come on, if you don't let your daughter get them now, she's going to rebel when she's older and get even worse piercings. Dun, dun, dun. Let her do it. So a few comments on Facebook there.
Phone calls. Let's at least talk with Amy. Amy, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning.
So hey, what's your thought?
Well, typically, I always side with you, Dom, but this time I'm actually on Jeremy's side.
Oh,
I
are you totally feeling
agree.
Okay?
All right, Amy.
Are you not well today?
Come
what's
on
the
over. The water's fine.
So do you have
experience?
I do. So our four-year-old at the time, she wanted to get her ears pierced, and we thought about it for a very long time, and she would contemplate it. And finally one day she says, I really want to do this. And so we said, sleep on it one more night, and if you really want to, this is what we'll do. So for her fourth birthday, we took her. We did the two guns so that it was done at the same time. We thought it was going to be great. One was crooked, and ultimately they ended up not healing properly, and they've come out, and she doesn't have her ears pierced anyway. And the experience has been that, A, she wasn't old enough at the time, and, B, she's had a lot of fun trying to create things that are like earrings. And why our little girls want to do all these things to be such older girls, I don't know. It doesn't come from me, but it is something that they want to do, but I say stick to it, Jeremy. Don't allow it.
I'm going to totally stick to it. Now, whether or not Knick Knack sneaks off and does it without me is a whole other thing.
I hope she does.
I don't know. I don't know if she's that type of person, but...
I'll tell you what. I'll swing by with a car. They can run out.
Double tap.
I won't even stop all the way. I'll just go to a slow pace, open up the back door. They can dive in and we'll speed off. I thought, Amy, you were going to say that your daughter wanted that at four, and then you said yes, and so the next year at age five, she wanted like a dime bag or something. I'm like, they don't grow
my
up.
My God, Dom, you're with these scenarios.
Not at all, but keep our kids as long as possible.
Thank you very much, Amy.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate you very much, Amy. Have a great day. Although I think that is another topic for another time, what she just said, because you and I were talking off the air about so many mid-20s people we know who are still essentially children because their parents never
let them grow up.
Did
everything for them.
And... exactly. And they're 25, 26, and they are still basically children at heart because their parents never...
Well, I'm not going to be
like
let
them.
I'm not. You know I'm not going to be like that, but... I'm gonna
I don't
my
know.
Guns
I don't
on
have
the...
experience with oh, you it's... as a parent of a 25-year-old.
My kids are very independent, and they know how to do tasks, and they're very smart, but I will still try to keep them cute and young as possible.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Because you know what's next for her? Thongs.
Oh.
That Christina, will be the next good conversation.
Good morning. Welcome to the show, Christina.
Good morning.
What's on your mind?
I'm with you, Dom. I got my ears pierced with a needle and ice cube and a cork when I was 5 years old, and I turned out just fine.
Ouch.
And as far as keeping them cute and little, the variety of different cute little earrings that are available for little girls is unimaginable. So there's tons to keep her cute.
Yeah, I guess I haven't done my research on the earring selection. I haven't done that. But...
Not to mention, as far as responsibility and stuff, it teaches the little girl how to keep the earrings clean.
That's a really good point.
Well, and then what if she doesn't? Then she's got an infection, and then she's hurting even more, and then you might have to remove it, and we're going to go through all that? I don't want to see her in pain. So what if they do get infected? We would avoid all that. Just don't do it.
Kids are going to have to deal with infections throughout their whole lives. So you might as well. What? It's just an ear. You put a little hydrogen peroxide on there. You're good to go.
I've heard ears fall off in some cases. I saw it on Google.
Oh, Christina, I hope you have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
I appreciate you. Every single line is filled. Do we have time for one more? Let's do one more. Here's Teresa. Teresa, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning, you guys. How are you?
We're wonderful. Good. So what do you want to add to this before we go to break?
I think you should wait. My oldest daughter convinced my youngest daughter to get her ears pierced, and I was like, no, I don't think that's a good idea. She's very scared of that kind of stuff. But they went to the mall, and she got one ear pierced and could not get the other one done and brought her home like that to me. And it's like, excuse me, either we take the earring out or we go back and we get the other one done. What do you want to do? So we went back and got the other one done. It's like, really, you guys?
She could have been a pirate, though, with just one side.
It's like, you know, that was very kind of you, and I know it was kind of maybe a better birthday present. I don't know, but it's like you really should have waited because I knew this was going to happen. She hates needles, and you know, and it's like, or if they could have gotten two people on.
But it all, listen, Teresa, we got to run. But it turned out well. Yeah. Everything's fine, right?
She's fine.
Everything's good.
Everything's fine.
Okay.
We got to run. Thank you very much for the call. I'm going to try to slip in one more, and then we've got to wrap it up. Hannah, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
We're great.
We're good.
What do you want to add to that? You get the last word. What do you want to say?
Perfect. So I'm sitting here driving my daughter to school, and she's almost 13. And I got her ears pierced when she was 6 months old. And so since we're listening to this conversation, and I asked her, I said, would you rather have me got your ears pierced when you were young, or would you have rather waited now? And she said, definitely not do it now. I would way rather have it done when I didn't remember the pain and everything.
Well, I get it. Well, absolutely. If you're asking her about the pain, she do it when you're... It's like me getting a circumcision. I would have rather had it done...
Yeah, too late now, Jeremy.
I don't want it done now.